The next message to us is brought by Alicia Hapko, and she's from Argentina by birth. She moved to the U.S. During the dictatorship in the 70s. She has been an active participant in the Pastors for Peace caravans to Chiapas and Cuba. And Alicia is also involved in the selection of students going to ELAM, the Latin American School of Medicine in Cuba. She has been involved with the struggle to feed the Cuban Five, and she has won awards both from Cuba in 2006 from the Union of Cuban Journalists, and on March 30th this year, the Congresswoman Barbara Lee awarded Alicia with a certificate of special congressional recognition in honor of her work on behalf of the Cuban Five. So with that introduction, please welcome Alicia Hapko.
The International Committee for the Freedom of the Cuban Five salutes this gathering and stands shoulder to shoulder with you to develop an action plan to continue the struggle to free the Cuban Five. I wanted to thank the organizers of this event. It's a pleasure to be here with you, with all of you. When the Cuban Five were arrested, the FBI agents who arrested them say that nobody ever will know that they were there, that they were in jail, that nobody ever going to talk about them, that they were totally isolated and dead. And, you know, we know how wrong they were, because the Cuban Five received hundreds of letters every day in prison, and this gathering demonstrates how wrong those FBI agents were. I wanted to mention that I have been very honored to visit one of the Cuban Five, Gerardo Hernandez, who is in Victorville, California, since 2002. And somehow, every time I go there, and I just feel like I bring the solidarity to him from many people that are not able to visit him in this particular case. But, you know, and I wonder why the U.S. government is so mean-spirited for not allowing Adriana and Olga to visit their husbands in prison. What worse can it be than that? But every time I go to see Gerardo, he never asks for anything. He always is fine, and he's strong like a rock. And every time I feel, every time I leave the prison, I don't really feel sad, because it's not time to be sad. I just feel so energized every time I leave. And, you know, I leave thinking, I'm not doing enough. I have to work more to help to free the Cuban Five. The Cuban Five, and many of you have seen here, they are in prison because they are Cubans. But inside those five cold prisons, they continue to be free, because nobody, not even the most powerful empire of the world, can jail the spirit of the Cuban Revolution and the Cuban Five. Today, the Cuban Five and Cuba need us. But make no mistake about it. Today, more than ever, we need Cuba and the Cuban Five. Compañeros and compañeras, let's work harder to struggle for their freedom, to free the Cuban Five. And please chant with me, free the Cuban Five. 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 Volverán.